Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Who doesn't love shopping at Target? Did you know the all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target? And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. But wait, there's more. Now you've got a new way to save with Target Circle 360. With unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's. Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35. For a 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
I am all in.
More, more, more. I wanna kiss you more.
All In with Scott Patterson, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Katie Walder, how you doing?
Hi.
I Am All In podcast. Hi, I'm Scott Patterson, iHeartRadio 111 Productions. We have Katie Walder joining us. She was Rory's roommate at Yale. She was the athletic jogger. You know, I was not aware of that. I did not recognize you. I wasn't aware that that was your role. I thought it was something other than...
Janet?
Yes,
really?
I thought it was something other than that.
What did you think my role was?
I thought maybe you were at Chilton, and you were one of the Chilton gang. But then in the first,
I wasn't even in Los Angeles at that point. Like I was only in Los Angeles like when the college year started.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. So, well, how are you? It's been a minute, huh?
You're looking well. Thank you. As are you.
Well, not so much, but thank you very much. I'm very tired. So what have you been up to?
I have a 4-year-old.
Oh, daughter. That's lovely. Lovely, lovely, lovely.
Amazing. So I've been momming good. Really hard and, but she's in school now, which is mm-hmm, great. And, you know, mm-hmm. auditioning, working here and there and, you know, the huge, but, you know, pandemic kind of did a number on all
sure.
of us. So,
oh, absolutely.
You know,
yeah.
Not like it used to be, but
no, I know. It's all these weird Zoom auditions or,
I or not, even,
or not
Zoom.
Even Zoom, but filmed. You gotta tape them yourself.
You.
Yeah. Jeez.
I miss rooms. I miss going into rooms.
I miss people. Yeah. I miss going into rooms. Yeah.
I mean, I'm a people person. I like an audience too. So,
That's great. So let's get into it. So you joined season 4 as Rory's Yale sweet mate, Janet. And, had you been watching the show before you got the part?
Had I been watching the show? Honestly, I had not been. However, I didn't even own a TV at the time. Like I was fresh out of college. The summer prior to moving to LA, I hadn't even moved to LA when I booked this role, but that's another story. I had worked with Lauren Graham in a play at the Williamstown Theater Festival. So Lauren and I had already like become friends just organically. And I had never seen Gilmore Girls. So I actually didn't know who she was. Like, I didn't know, you know, but then I knew she was amazing, you know, like in the play and everything. And we became friends. And then I moved to LA. And then when I got this, I was like, oh my God. She was like, hey, Katie, like at the table read. It was kind of funny. But yeah, no, I'd never seen Gilmore.
Okay. All right. Sure. When was the last time you watched a show? Just for our,
when was the last time? The last time I saw it, I did watch it, by the way, after I was on it, I was like, I better get familiar with it. The last time I had seen it, my niece was watching it. So that was probably about 2 years ago.
Gotcha. Tell us a little bit about how you got the role, the audition process, the whole deal.
This is a fun story. I came out to LA. I was in New York doing theater, and my agent was like, you should come out for like a pilot season. And I'm like, okay. And I came out, and my first audition was for the Gilmore Girls spinoff. And so it was the one with Milo and the dad. And I ended up testing for it. And I remember going into, before the test, the callback with Amy Sherman Palladino, she was like, that was great. Do it 10 times faster. And so I was like, okay. And I've always been a fast talker. So that came pretty naturally. And then I tested for it. I didn't get it. I was so sad. Amy had called my agent at the time and said, you know, look, I'm obsessed with Katie. I'm going to give her a role. And I thought, oh, yeah, right. Like, okay, thank you. You know, my agent told me it. It didn't mean anything at the time. And so 6 months had passed. I hadn't actually thought about, you know, I was in LA just kind of auditioning and whatever. And I get a call that I have an audition for a guest star on Gilmore Girls. So I was like, oh, cool. Okay. So I go in, everyone's there, all the producers, Amy's like, how are you? Tell me what's new. And I do it. And I do the guest star. I think it's like a very small guest star. And the next day my agent calls me and says, so you didn't get the guest star. And I was like, oh, okay. And he goes, Amy wrote a role like for you.
Ah. She
created a role of Rory's new roommate at Yale. And I was like, what? Like, I literally, then I just remember being in the street being like, what? You know, I like screamed out, so excited. And he's like, yeah, like she kept her promise. Like, he didn't have auditions for that role. She created it for you. And I was like, what? Like, you know, that's like mind blowing.
Fantastic. When does that happen?
And I was so young. So like, I just was in pure disbelief. Right. And that was really my first primetime gig other than like a New York Law and Order, you know? Right. So I was like, I was so excited.
So you did 8 episodes, and when you got the role, did they tell you how many you would be in?
They didn't. Right. They actually didn't. And I actually ended up doing 9, and I don't know if Olivia Hack, she and I ended up getting cut from that 9th episode for some reason, the graduation episode. And we were like, what happened? Mm-hmm. They didn't tell me. No, they just said I was going to be recurring throughout the season. So I was like,
all right, so they create this role for you. Did you relate to the character at all? Are there any similarities between you and Janet?
No, okay. In fact, I did not exercise.
Because you didn't know. I mean, right? Amy created a role for you, and then boom, okay.
Yeah, and it was like this exercise addict. And like, yes, I've always been thin, but like I was like a skinny, you know, coffee and cigarettes in New York at the time. You know, like I didn't know from X. I wasn't like the health nut I am actually now. And I feel like that role actually played a big part in like getting me healthy and moving to LA.
Right.
But yeah, I ended up getting a personal trainer because I was like, I better get like in shape this role. Like, I need to look fit, not just like skinny.
Right,
you know?
Right, right. And so did you put on some muscle?
I do, yeah.
Because I recall when I saw the episode, I didn't even know it was you. The girl did look a little like fit, like she had some muscle on her.
Yeah,
I never would have thought that was you, because I do remember you as being, you know, very lithe and sort of dancer like ballerina like.
Oh,
right.
Thank you. Yeah, that's so nice. I leaned out, I guess, and that kind of started my journey on like I became very healthy, even like the way I eat and everything. I feel like that role played a big part in like changing my lifestyle, funnily enough.
Imagine you ask two people the same exact set of 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including actress and star of the mega hit sitcom Friends, Courteney Cox.
You can't go around it, so you just go through it. This is a roadblock. It's going to catch you down the road. Go through it. Deal with it.
Comedian, writer, and star of the series Catastrophe, Rob Delaney.
I shouldn't feel guilty about my son's death. He died of a brain tumor. It's part of what happens when your kid dies. Intellectually, you'll understand that it's not your fault, but you'll still feel guilty.
Alt-rock icon, Liz Phair.
That personal disaster wrote Guyville. So everything comes out of a dead end.
And many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
Ding dong, Las Culturistas calling.
iHeart Podcast Awards 2023 Podcast of the Year, Las Culturistas, with SNL's Bowen Yang and comedian Matt Rogers.
There's stuff happening in 2024 that we really need to address.
Pop culture and huge guests like the latest episode with
Dua Lipa.
The more I think about it, the more scared and nervous I get.
Listen to the newest episode of Las Culturistas with Dua Lipa and all episodes on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search Las Culturistas to start listening.
It's time to hear her side of the story. Joe and Serena sit down for an intimate conversation with Maria Georges on Bachelor Happy Hour.
I have to ask, I heard a rumor that you were dating at one point one of Drake's best friends.
Oh, Lord have mercy on me.
Listen to Bachelor Happy Hour on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search Bachelor Happy Hour. Listen now everywhere you listen to podcasts and don't miss part 2 Monday night.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So, Janet and Paris argue a lot. How was your relationship with Liza behind the scenes?
Oh, my God. So sweet. I really like Liza. She's hysterical. I knew Liza. There were a lot of, synchronistic connections on this show. So, Liza's from Philly, and so am I. And so,
oh, really? Really? What part?
Yeah. The suburbs outside. I'm not sure exactly where she's from, but I'm from Huntington Valley.
Which oh, really? Is like, really?
Or Jenkintown, Abington, do you know it?
Sure, yeah. I mean, I was born in Philly, and I grew up in South Jersey. My mother is buried in Jenkintown, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, yeah. There you go. And so, Liza's from there, too, and we had done this, like, teen talk show called Wraparound.
Right.
Do you remember that one?
No.
With Hugh Washington? Anyway, no. Doesn't matter. It was, like, a teen talk show that they aired on Saturdays, and, like, they picked some kids from, like, the local schools to come and talk about, like, different issues, current, like, teen topics. And she was a guest on that, and so was I. So when I got Gilmore Girls, I was like, were you on Wraparound? And she was like, oh, my God, yes. And so, wow. So we got along great. I mean, she's so easy to get along with. I feel like she's such a cool chick, you know? She's very, very smart.
Yeah, she's got all the vocabulary words. She during the reboot, she was teaching us all vocabulary words.
I know. Yeah. She's like next level smart.
Right. But we knew them all, but we still like, you know. We humored her. So what was it? So tell us about your experience on set. What was it like the first time you came on the set? You'd done some work before that. So it wasn't like a total shock, right?
It wasn't a total shock. Mm-hmm. It was my first primetime gig in LA. I mean, so, but no, I it wasn't a total shock. I think what was shocking to me was it. And can I be candid? How candid can I be?
Oh, just go ahead. Open up, man. Yeah.
Go for it.
Open up the vault. Let us have
it. Okay, here you go. I remember being so, so excited. Right. And so like, wow, like I'm about to be on Gilmore Girls. And I get to set and it felt like everyone was kind of miserable. Remember, you know what? I was like shocked at how like, I feel like people don't want to be here. Like, I have to be honest, like the crew, the cast, like at the time, and it was just like the teen, you know, like the college cast, but And I don't know if I was misreading it.
So it was like the Yale set, and it was all the...
Yeah, like it was just right. Kind of... The vibe was very like...
So it was you, it was Liza, it was Alexis, it was all the college people.
And they were totally nice to me.
Like, no, I got you. Sure.
Nice. It just felt like people were kind of...
Tired?
Yeah, like tired and not like super... into it. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily the cast, the crew specifically, but no, I was kind of like, I thought I was so happy, and maybe I was just like overly happy and like green. I don't know, but it definitely, the vibe was like not that, because I was on sets after that were so happy that I was like, oh okay, like these people seem very excited about. And I was excited, but it just didn't seem like everyone was as excited. Maybe because you guys were in a groove, like everyone was in a groove. It was just like, whatever, second nature at that point, you know? And, you know, I came in like, I'm the new girl. Like I was, you know.
Yeah, so spitting sunshine and, you know, everybody else was glum. You know, there were long, long, long hours. And I always that the number one on the day, which is Alexis, she's number two in the cast, but that was her set. So if she's exhausted from all of the hours that she's got to put in, that's going to have a trickle down effect on everybody else, the crew, everybody. So if she's not happy, or she's having a bad day, or she's having a bad week, it's not, you know, that happens, you know, everybody takes.
And that was just that day, mind you, because it wasn't like that on other days. Like that was my first day. So I was like, maybe something happened that day that I wasn't aware of, because it just, there was a weird vibe. And then it was totally normal.
You know, so. I think that's one of the contributing factors as to why the show ended after seven seasons, because I don't think those two girls wanted to work that much because of what it did to their heads and their lives. And they just wanted to do less. I believe that's kind of what I've heard around the water cooler. It's like, it was just too much, you know, it's like maybe try balancing it out with all the other characters, you know, and take the load off and then we can continue with the show. But and I think that had something to do with, that show ending. Cause I mean, what else could it be? It wasn't the ratings, right? I mean, the advertisers wanted to come back. So what else could it be? You know?
I don't know. Yeah. Honestly, like I can't. Yeah, I mean, I can't speak for them.
Because we always sat back and we just marveled at how much work they had to the workload on the both of them, and it was like, how long can they do this?
Yeah, maybe they were just really tired. Oh, I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, at a certain point.
I know you're interviewing me, but I want to ask you, like,
sure.
How was your experience? Like, you had a lot to do too? It's not like you. Didn't have, you know what I mean? I feel like you had just as much.
Well, in the winter time, I never wanted to be there working because I wanted to be in Colorado skiing. So that was my thing. It had nothing to do with workload. I don't mind a workload. I mean, I can bull through anything. It's not a bit. That's how I grew up. It's how my mother was. And it was like, not a big deal, right? Work. I'm not afraid of work. But you know, once I discovered Colorado, then work took the back seat.
Is that where you are now?
No. I'm still in Southern California. Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah, it was long hours, but, I would get breaks. You know, it wasn't every day, all day for me.
Sure. I mean, they were the show.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. Yeah. And, that's tough. Boy, that's tough to carry that. Every day, 9 months, 5 days a week for 9 months, and then you get a break, and then you're back at doing again. And it's just like, I know the fans can't understand, like, why would you want to get off a show because it's so beloved and it's so great and the quality's so good. But I think what the fans don't realize is how taxing it is on the actors and what it can do to somebody, like, you know, adversely affect their health in some way, you know? So it's like, you know, we give a lot. It's like any other job where there's huge hours and people get stressed out. It's just like anything else, you know? So, yeah. Anyway, it's great being on your show. Any other questions?
So Scott, tell me about your childhood. No, sorry. Okay.
Well, when I was born, suddenly I was a teenager. It was amazing. I don't remember a thing. Look, it's the show's known for its plentiful dialogue. Was it easy for you to adapt to that? Did you have a lot of dialogue?
I did. And it was rapid fire, as you know. I mean, it was always like, it just had to be so fast. And so that wasn't challenging for me because I was, especially at the time, such a fast talker naturally, you know? Mm-hmm. So it was kind of fun for me. Like, I don't know. I didn't mind it.
Right.
I didn't mind it. But the only part that was like harder for me was like, you know, you read something and you want to do it a certain way, but when you have to say it super fast, it takes away, like, you don't get the time to do it, like, necessarily the way you want to do it,
right,
you know,
right?
Because you have to keep up with that pace. So it's much more of like a you know, mm-hmm, what I mean? Like, mm-hmm, it's almost like it's rhythmic, you know, and you have to keep that rhythm or you're going to break it. So mm-hmm, it's not mm-hmm as organic per se.
No, it's not. It's more, it's more iambic than it is.
Yes, iambic is a right perfect.
I'm not saying that it is a iambic, but it's more similar to that than anything organic that you're going to feel or come up with. Yeah, I agree with that.
Sure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it was like, you know, brilliant. And I understand they wanted to get all that brilliance packed in.
Sure, you know? Sure.
Imagine you ask two people the same exact set of 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver. And this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including actress and star of the mega hit sitcom Friends, Courteney Cox.
You can't go around it, so you just go through it. This is a roadblock. It's going to catch you down the road. Go through it. Deal with it.
Comedian, writer, and star of the series Catastrophe, Rob Delaney.
I shouldn't feel guilty about my son's death. He died of a brain tumor. It's part of what happens when your kid dies. Intellectually, you'll understand that it's not your fault, but you'll still feel guilty.
Alt-rock icon, Liz Phair.
That personal disaster wrote Guyville. So everything comes out of a dead end.
And many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
It's time to hear her side of the story. Joe and Serena sit down for an intimate conversation with Maria Georges on Bachelor Happy Hour.
I have to ask, I heard a rumor that you were dating at one point one of Drake's best friends.
Oh, Lord have mercy on me.
Listen to Bachelor Happy Hour on America's #1 podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search Bachelor Happy Hour. Listen now everywhere you listen to podcasts and don't miss part 2 Monday night.
Ding dong, Las Culturistas calling.
iHeart Podcast Awards 2023 Podcast of the Year, Las Culturistas, with SNL's Bowen Yang and comedian Matt Rogers.
There's stuff happening in 2024 that we really need to address.
Pop culture and huge guests like the latest episode with
Dua Lipa.
The more I think about it, the more scared and nervous I get.
Listen to the newest episode of Las Culturistas with Dua Lipa and all episodes on America's #1 podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search Las Culturistas to start listening.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody, it's Scott Patterson. Exciting news. I will be appearing at the Rhode Island Comic-Con at the Rhode Island Convention Center and Dunkin' Donuts Center, 1 Sabin Street, Providence, Rhode Island, November 4th through the 6th. Get your tickets at ricomiccon.com. Rhode Island Comic-Con coming November 4th through 6th, the biggest show in the smallest state. Can't wait to see everybody from all over the Northeast and all over the country. Come on out. I'm going to be there with Jared Padalecki, Michael Rooker, the cast of Walking Dead, the cast of Stranger Things. It's going to be a really fun show. Can't wait to meet everybody. See you then. Did you have a favorite or do you have a favorite memory from your experience on the show?
Memory, you know, I really loved the spring break episode. It was so fun. I remember going to Manhattan Beach or wherever it was, like somewhere Huntington Beach or Manhattan Beach. I don't remember exactly where. I think it was Huntington. And it was so fun. And it was the first time we had been on location, you know, still in LA. But I just remember it being such a fun episode. And I don't know. I worked with Ethan, who played Glenn, who I also have a weird history with. We went to camp together when we were younger. So it was really fun to work with him and to work, you know, just work with everybody. We were all kind of close because we like slept at the motel nearby. Right. Like, so it was like a sleepover party. Right. I just remember, I think all of us bonded a little bit more during that episode.
Right. Right.
It felt like we were all actually like friends, you know?
Right. So let's talk about this Christmas movie you have coming out. What can you tell us about that?
Yes. It's going to be on Lifetime. It airs December 16th. It is one of a series of gay themed Christmas movies, which I think is incredible. So I am one of the leads. The two like main guys are actually a couple in real life. They're married. They're incredible. They're Broadway guys, they're Broadway stars. And they, so anyway, it's a love story, but it's also like a reunion story where all of us come together like best friends from childhood. And we have to, somebody passed away and we need to find, like, there are a lot of clues leading up to a treasure that we all need to find. And, it just brings us all back together.
When is it coming on the air?
December 16th.
Oh, and on Lifetime channel.
On Lifetime.
What is it called?
It's called A Christmas to Treasure.
Okay, great. So December 16th, Lifetime, A Christmas to Treasure, Katie Walder. Anything new? What's next after that?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. What it's anyone's guess. Yeah. I'm auditioning a lot and we shall see. Yeah. I don't know. Lots of fun auditions and hopefully one will hit.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You ready to play rapid fire?
Oh, sure.
Okay. So you should be good at this since you're such a fast talker. Ready? How many cups of coffee do you have in a day?
Wait, I didn't hear you.
How many cups of coffee do you have in a day?
One.
Are you Team Logan, Team Jess, or Team Dean?
Team Dean.
Who's your favorite Gilmore Girls character?
Rory.
What would you order at Luke's Diner?
Oh, grilled cheese.
Would you rather go on a road trip with Taylor or Michelle?
Don't know who they are. I'm sorry.
You don't know who Michelle is?
Oh, the guy that talk like this?
Yes.
Yeah.
And Taylor Dozy?
Which one is he?
Nemesis in the show.
Remind me?
He's the guy that ran the town hall meetings.
I'm losing fans now. I'm sorry.
No, you're not. You're not. I don't know half the show either, so don't. No worries.
Taylor
Dozy.
Yeah,
the town busybody, right?
Yes.
He's always enforcing regulations and restrictions, and he's just a...
Well, maybe they're both, like, tough characters.
So which one would you rather go on a road trip with now?
That kind of snobby. But maybe him, actually.
I think Michelle.
Yeah. Because it'd be funny. He'd probably have funny stories.
He probably would. Okay. Finish the lyric, and where you lead, I will follow, ..
Anywhere I can find you. Hey. That you tell me to.
Yes. Nice. Yeah.
It's Carly Simon.
It's not Carly Simon. It's Carole King.
Carole King.
That's the theme song of the show.
I mean, how many points am I losing right now?
You're
I
not know. Losing There's any points. Listen, I have a couple. I'll give you a couple of my points. You won't lose a thing. Okay. I'll operate at a deficit from here on out. Jackson's Vegetables or Suki's Baked Goods. You know who Suki is?
Yeah, of
okay.
course.
Okay.
Suki's Baked Goods.
Would you rather listen to Drella's harp or the Troubadour's cover song?
Troubadour's cover song.
And that's a trick question because Drella was Alex Borstein in the pilot, and she got replaced by Melissa McCarthy. So Drella's character went away. Alex Borstein could not be in the series because she was on something I think called Mad TV at Fox, and they wouldn't let her out of her contract. And she was so great as Drella the harpist. Yes, interesting, isn't it?
I love that.
Okay, Chilton Prep or Stars Hollow High?
Shilton Prep.
There you go. There you go. Love it. It's been a pleasure. It really has been great.
Thank you. I know. See, it's so nice to see you.
It's good to see you too. So you're still in LA and you're
still in LA.
Fantastic. And your daughter's in pre-K?
She's in pre-K.
Nice. Nice. Yeah. I have an 8-year-old boy. So we went through that whole thing. So
congratulations.
Yeah. Yeah. He's quite something. It's just the belly laughs that they're just endless. The magic, the all day magic and the belly laughs. It's just, it's
amazing.
The innocence
and the purity. I know it's the best. There's literally nothing better.
Well, it was a real kick to see you and catch up with you, and let's do it again real soon. Okay.
I would love that. Thanks for having me.
And you didn't lose any points with the fans. I guarantee you.
Oh gosh,
that.
I hope not. I'm sorry. My brain is, I have mom brain still.
It's totally understandable. They love you. They always will. And they're going to love you more now. Okay.
Thank
so
you.
No worries. It was great seeing you and
thanks.
All the best to you and your little girl. What's her name?
Maddie.
Yeah,
how about your son?
Nicholas. Aww. So anyway, all the best.
Thank you so much for having me.
And tune in December 16th, Lifetime for
A Christmas to Treasure.
There you go. And we know you're going to be great in it. So thanks for stopping by. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Everybody, and don't forget, follow us on Instagram at @IAmAllInPodcast and email us at gilmore@iheartradio.com. Oh, you Gilmore fans, if you're looking for the best cup of coffee in the world, go to my website for my company, scottyp.com, scottyp.com, scottyp.com. Grade one specialty coffee.
Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.